Good morning. Let me add my welcome to everyone else's. Good to see you all. We've got another story. We've had a number of stories, as we've already heard, down on the farm. And this story this morning was in that Bible passage, the true story for this morning. A lot of worries. What a lot of worries. But we need to trust in our Father God, and He will look after us. But before we can get to that, we need to remember some of the stories that we've had. So there's a number of worries. Worries could be all sorts of different things. They might be dangers. They might be things that we need. They might be things in the future. They might be worrying about other people. Real worries. But we believe that there's a Father God in heaven who cares for us and looks after us. But as I say, these stories that we've been looking at this week are really going to help us as we come to that. So let's remind ourselves a bit about those stories from down on the farm. First of all, let's get into the zone. Can I get an ooh-ar?
Ooh-ar.
Oh, excellent. It's been like being back in Devon. So the first story was of, do you remember? He was tripped over and he found a treasure in the field. He found a treasure and it was worth giving up everything that he had to get that treasure. This is a story that Jesus told to tell us about what the kingdom of God, what being a friend of God is like. Now, we use this device to think about this. It's a scale. So you might measure out things on a farm, like corn or like manure. At the moment, it seems to be measuring that chicken. And we thought about our lives. This is a bag labelled life. And we thought, what things are important in our lives? So let's think, what's important in your life? Think of something that's important in your life. Give me an idea. Yes. Doing what God says is an amazing start for this morning. Excellent, okay. Let's see, doing what God says. There it is, it's definitely outweighing that chicken. Anything else, what's important in life? We have things like Xbox, we have things like sleeping. Yes, farmer.
Cows
are important. Put a weight of cows in. Do you get into the bag? You put cows in your life, that's like Farmer McDonald gets, and oh yes, that definitely outweighs that chicken. Amazing stuff. Well, let's put our life on this end. And putting friends with God at this end of the scales. And we were thinking about how being friends with God outweighs everything. We thought about whatever you come up with. Is it cows? Cows are pretty heavy. Putting cows into your life. Let's put life back up here. But being friends with God is more important than that. We had all sorts of playing games on computers and all the fun hobbies you might have. All the kind of things that we do with our lives in our home and our garden. Anything that we can do, even though it's good and fun, nothing is more important than being friends with God. And that's what those parables showed us. That amazing treasure found in the field, the amazing pearl you might know of in the other parable. Jesus is telling us there's nothing more important than the kingdom of God. There's nothing more important than being friends with God. This will always outweigh everything else in our lives. It's worth giving everything for us. That second parable had a sheep. My visual aid. A sheep, and he was lost. He was lost, and that was sad. And we thought about the word lost, L-O-S-T, and we thought one way of thinking about that might be loving ourselves. Sin takes over. Do you remember those who were at Holiday Club? So if we do that together, loving ourselves, sin takes over. What does it mean to be lost? Well, it means that we've turned our backs on God. We've gone away from Him and gone our own way, and we become lost. But the shepherd is out looking for us because He loves us. And that takes us to that third parable, the parable of the prodigal son. That son was very lost. He said, shove off, Dad, I'm having nothing to do with you, I'm going my own way. And it was good for a while, but then he got himself into trouble and more trouble and ended up on his own, ended up actually pretty filthy and disgusting, covered in rubbish from the pigs, separated from friends, hurt himself, and he'd hurt God. And that's what we do. It's a great picture of what we do. We say, God, I want your stuff and I want this life to enjoy, but I don't want you. I don't want to respect you. I just want your things. And we do things and they hurt other people and they hurt ourselves and they hurt God. And it's a bit like being covered in all this yuck, like the boy in that parable. But Jesus came into the world and he lived a perfect life. He lived a perfect life with God and with other people. He never did anything that hurt others. He never did anything that hurt God. He lived that perfect life. And then on his death, he did not have to die for anything. He didn't deserve to die. But actually, he took death in our place. And the way this works is, he promises, if we trust in him, if we say sorry, we thought a bit about repentance on that day, if we turn from our own way and turn back to God, if we say sorry and follow Jesus, he says, I have died for your rubbish. And you can be seen by God as perfect. It's one of those big swaps. Sometimes we swap something for something else, swap something for something else. And this amazing story of Jesus dying on the cross is that he came as the perfect Son of God. And he says, I will take your rubbish and you can be children of God if you trust in me. So we thought about all about that this week, those different stories. And that helps us. Am I still on? Nicola, I'm not sure it's working anymore. Can you click? It's going so well. Can you click or is it frozen? Ah! We had those worries. Future others. What was that fourth one? Third one. Needs and dangers. The sorts of things that we're all worried about. We need to remember that Father God is fond of us. He is fond of us. He loves us. And he sent his son Jesus into the world to die for us, to offer us that swap that we may know what it is to be children of God. We had a memory verse on the first day. I think Whole Day Club children probably know it too well. So I wonder if the adults can work out what this memory verse is. Each blob is a word. The first one's very easy. So let's have a hands up for the first one. What's the first word? Okay, I need your hands up. None of you did that, did you? Naughty people. So let's go to this team first. Hands up. Who knows what the first word is? Yes. It is four. Very good. What was the next one? Naughty. This team. For where? Okay, that third one is a bit trickier. But you might be getting into the zone. Your. It's an or with a Y in. And then that next word is kind of a picture. So what's in that picture? Yeah? Treasure is. Let's see how far we've got. For where your treasure is. Okay? And then what's this next one? There. We've had this one before. Your. And the next one? What's the picture? The red picture? Heart. Excellent. And then who's this guy here? Will. He's our Becca Will. So there, your heart, Will. And then there's a picture again. Be also. There, your heart, be also. I think you did quite well. I'm not sure it's quite worth a round of applause. But for where your heart is, there your heart will be. Also, that was a memory verse at the beginning. And all the way through, we've been thinking about where do we put our hearts? What are we going to live for? If we think our Father God cares for us, then this is treasure indeed, isn't it? To know what it is to be children of God. He offers ongoing love and care all our days. So from that reading today, that story today, we think about all the things we might worry about, danger, needs, future and others. And we're reminded that God cares for the flowers and the grass. He cares for the birds of the air. How much more you, who are made to be a child of God. How much more you, who are made to be in his family. God wants us to love him as he loves us. And he cares for us. So in that passage was that verse. Seek first God's kingdom and he will provide for all your needs. So have a little think, adults and children as well. What area of your life do you worry about? What area of your life are you not trusting God for. Maybe trying to do it yourself and not praying about it, not really thinking God has an interest in. What area of your life are you not seeking God's kingdom for? Putting yourself first or something else? Are we treasuring Jesus? All the way through Holiday Club Week, we thought, trust Jesus. Day one, he's the greatest treasure, outweighs everything. Trust Jesus. Day two, he's the good shepherd who went to look for that lost sheep. Day three, trust Jesus. He's the forgiving Savior who died in our place. And today, trust Jesus because he's the great provider. We can trust in him and God looks after us. He cares for us. So Farmer MacDonald, I wanted to finish with one last story for you and for everyone else. It's in this lovely book, and you can have the pictures as we go. This is a retelling of that passage that we had from the Bible. And it's about this guy. He's Bob the Bird. Don't need to worry about him too much. But one day, Bob the Bird went to visit his friends. First, he flew to a farm, maybe like our farm, to visit Kevin the Quail. And Kevin was in a flap. He said, come and see the farmer. You won't believe it. Look at this farmer. He's looking really worried. Worry, worry, worry. He's sown his crop, but every day he worries. What if it doesn't rain? What if the plants don't grow? What if I don't have enough food for my family? Poor fellow. Doesn't he have a father in heaven like the one who cares for birds? Well, Bob the Bird flew off. He said goodbye to Kevin, and he flew into town to see his friend Penelope the Pigeon. Penelope Pigeon was in a flap. You won't believe it. Come and see this. Come and see the butcher. He says his sausages are all beef, but I've seen him fill them. They're half sawdust. And every day he worries. Worry, worry, worry. If I don't cut corners, I'll go broke. If I go broke, I'll lose my shop. If I lose my shop, I'll lose my reputation as a respectable businessman. Poor fellow. Doesn't he have a father in heaven like the one who cares for birds? Bob the Bird flew off. It was getting late. So he said goodbye and he went off to visit his friend Ozzy the Owl. Ozzy the Owl was in a flap. Come and see this. You won't believe it. Here's this lady and she does an honest day's work, but she stays up all night worrying. Worry, worry, worry. What if prices go up? What if my wages go down? What if I fall asleep and someone steals my money? Maybe what's the conclusion from Brexit, you could imagine. Doesn't she have a father in heaven like the one who cares for birds? Well, the next day, Bob saw a crowd of worried people. He felt sad. They didn't seem to have a father in heaven who cared for them. They were all worry, worry, worry. Worrying about all sorts of different things, the sorts of things that we might worry about. In the middle of the crowd was one man who looked happy. Don't worry about your life, he said. Don't worry about having something to eat or wear. Life is more than food or clothes. Look at the birds in the sky. They don't plant or harvest. They don't even store grain in barns. Yet your Father in heaven feeds them. Hooray! They do have a Father in heaven who cares for them. If only they would believe it. If only they would believe it. Seek first God's kingdom, and he will provide for all your needs. You have a Father in heaven that loves you, that knows what you need, and he wants the best for you. Do you believe it? Do I believe it? Let's pray to our loving Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you for these amazing stories in the Bible, stories that Jesus told to show us more about you, and the true stories about what Jesus taught to show us how much you love us. Thank you that it is such a treasure to discover you. Thank you that you love us so much. You've looked for us. You searched for us when we were lost. You came and found us out. Help us to turn and trust in you every day. Help us to turn from our ways and to trust you because you love us and you know what's best for us. And help us in every single detail of our lives, today, tomorrow, the next day, whatever is worrying us, whatever we're not sure about, whatever we might be holding on to you, help us to know that you are our Father in heaven and you care for us. Amen.
Well, thank you, Farmer Dave. And we're going to stand and we're going to sing a song that is based on that passage that we've just heard read and explained and then watched the pictures for. And it says, remember, God knows all you need. Remember, he knows what is best. Remember to follow him first and he will provide the rest. I've had so many kids and leaders this week coming in the next day saying, I can't get that song out of my mind. It's a wonderful song, and it does help us remember those truths that so often we forget. Let's stand and remember God knows all that we need. And clap your hands and shout, woo, for joy because of all that God gives us. So let's sing this.
Oh,
Thank you. Do sit down. Well, we are going to pray now. And praying is just another word for talking. And instead of just talking to the person that's sitting next to you, it's talking to our Father God who knows all that we need and who cares for us. So it's just talking. And the Furley family are going to come and lead us as we talk to God now.
Father God, thank you for the fun we've had at Holiday Club this past week. Thank you for everyone who has worked so hard to ensure that we have enjoyed ourselves. Thank you for Simon, Kate, Sarah and Dave who have taught us about you. Thank you for those who rang in, provided the music and gave us drinks and food to help us with the groups. Thank you for giving them the gifts they needed to serve us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father God, thank you for teaching us from the Bible this week. We praise you that you made us and love us. Thank you that even though we sometimes ignore you, you never stop searching for us and wanting us to be friends with you, just like the Good Shepherd. Thank you that you care for us and want the best for us. Thank you, most of all, that Jesus died for us on the cross so we could be friends with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father God, we are sorry that just like the sun and the straw we heard on Thursday, we often take all the good things you have given us, the world we live in, our homes, families, food, toys, fun, and ignore you. We are sorry that sometimes we can't be bothered to spend time with you, reading your word in the Bible or talking to you in prayer. We are sorry that we often ignore what you would like us to do, thinking we know better. We are sorry. Please forgive us and help us to change. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father God, we pray for one of our mission partners, Mary Ann Johnson, who works in Geneva among students there. We thank you for the provision of an apprentice who will work with Mary Ann. And we pray that she and Mary Ann will work well together and will be united in your word. We pray for those students who finished studying and left Geneva, that they would continue to find out more about Lord Jesus so that they might live lives to your glory. And we pray for the new intake of students who will be arriving in Geneva this autumn. We pray that there might be many who would be interested in finding about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Lord God, we pray for the many who are suffering in Italy as a result of the earthquake there this week. For those who have lost their homes, their families and friends, please comfort them. We remember that you know what it is to be without a home, to see friends and family die, and pray that you would bring peace to those who have little left. Please give wisdom to the government there as they start to rebuild the towns that have been damaged and enable help to get to those who need it quickly. In Jesus' name, amen. Finally, Father God, we pray for St. Mary's as we prepare to move to Oldfield School until summer 2017. Thank you so much for providing a place where we can meet and for all those people who have offered their help. We pray that the move would go smoothly and that nothing would hinder us continuing to meet together and speak your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We finish by saying the Lord's Prayer, which is on the service sheet and on the screen in front of you. We say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. My name is John Drake, the minister here at St. Mary's, with particular responsibility for this 11 o'clock congregation. Just a few notices from me, pieces of information for us, whether we're visiting or regulars here in the church family. First, just to say a huge thank you from all of us to everybody who has helped with the Holiday Club. Your work is clearly excellent, and thank you so much for all that you've done. And another huge thank you to all of the children and the families who've attended. It's been great to see and to hear everything you've been doing this week. If you've been at the Holiday Club, or your children have, we'd love to invite you to join us here Sunday by Sunday whenever you can. And in our services at 9:15, 11:00 and 4:00, we have groups for children of all ages, which the children love. Another thing we'd love to invite you to, you can see it there, it's called 7UP. This is an after-school club for children. It meets on Wednesdays. You can see the details there. We think if you enjoyed Holiday Club, you would love 7UP. And so please do consider joining us for that. Search for the church website, St Mary's Maidenhead, for more information about that. Just a few other things to say. The main thing is that next week we're meeting for the first time in Oldfield School. Of course, the renovations will be beginning in here, and we'll be meeting at the normal times down the road at Oldfield. I believe you had this information sheet in your order of service as you came in. This contains all the information that you'll need need to know for next week at Oldfield School. We are having some preview evenings at the school for those involved in serving in any capacity on a Sunday, new or continuing. You've got a chance, if you wish, to come to Oldfield during the week for a preview. And that will be on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday evenings this week, 8 to 9.30. Or this Saturday morning, 9.30 to 12, if you'd like to come for a preview at Oldfield School before we get started there next Sunday. We're very thankful to all who've been working so hard to get things ready for us to meet at Oldfield. And most of all, we're thankful to the Lord for all he gives us, for this site here, for the resources to renovate it, and for the provision of the site at Oldfield. And we very much look forward to being together this time next week in Oldfield School. Four other very quick things for me to mention, which are also written up in the weekly contact. Item number four, in this evening's service at 6:30, Sam Albury is starting his preaching series, The Gospel and Your Body. And you can listen to those talks online as well as hearing them in the evening. Number 11, the discipleship course is starting again on the 15th of September. Also, item 13, a new Christianity Explored course will be starting on the 3rd of October. And Will Stahlman will be leading that. And if you're a church family regular, do pick up one of these September prayer diaries in pink at the back as you lead for our prayers in the month ahead. Thank you so much for listening to all of that. Thank you for joining us. And Kate, back to you.
Thank you. Well, we're going to sing our final song this morning. It is a wonderful song that reminds us of what Jesus has done for us. He died on the cross for us. He came and found us when we were lost. Let's stand and sing. I will sing the wondrous story.
Oh,
please do sit down. Just one last notice, other than to say there is tea and coffee over in the farm shop, as we called it, across the way. Please do come and join us for that. But if you were here, or if you've lent anything to help decorate the church, we now have to dismantle it before the bulldozers move in tomorrow. So, kiddies, if you can see your scarecrow and are allowed to take it home, you are welcome to. If you want to take your Barack Obama sign or whatever, if you want to take them home, if you want to take any of the signs on the walls, if your mums and dads say you can, then that's fine. If anybody's got sheep at home or guinea pigs or rabbits and would like some hay or straw, do take a hay bale. We've got to get rid of it all. So you are welcome to take anything. And if you brought tools and things to help decorate, if you'd like to take yours away with you today, that would be helpful. Otherwise, I guess I will bring a van full to Oldfield next week to be collected. So please do remove things that are yours. That would be really, really helpful. Before we go, let me pray once more. But seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Father God, we thank you that you tell us not to worry. We thank you that you are the one who knows what we need, who cares for us, and will provide for us if we trust in you. We thank you so much for that message, and we pray that this week we would remember it, that maybe this year, forever, we would remember it, that we know we can trust in you day by day. Thank you for all that we've learned over this week at Holiday Club, and we pray that whatever age we are, we would remember that it is you, our Father God, are all that we need. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.